from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. In the United States, two Iranian nationals have been charged in an alleged scheme to steal and resell software to Iran, including a program to design bullets and warheads. The two men were charged in the Rutland, Vermont Federal District Court. Vermont is in northeastern United States. The court issued arrest warrants for the two, who are believed to be in Iran. According to an indictment unsealed Monday, they're identified as 35-year-old Mohammed Saeed Ajili, who recruited 39-year-old Mohammed Reza Rezaka, allegedly, to break into companies' computers to steal their software for resale to Iranian universities, the military, and the government. The two men and a third, who was arrested in 2013 and handed back to Iran in a prisoner swap last year, allegedly broke into the computers of a company called Aerotech Associates. According to the indictment, Rezaka conducted the hacking and cracking operations, and Ajili was in charge of marketing and selling the programs. Almost 40,000 residents of British Columbia and Western Canada have fled their homes because of out-of-control wildfires that authorities say are likely to get worse. Hundreds of army planes and thousands of firefighters have been deployed to the area, and Australia is sending 50 firefighters to help battle the blazes. The Canadian Red Cross has brought in emergency supplies and extra beds to help the small town of Kamloops cope. That town is overwhelmed by people who have fled the fires. This is VOA News.